Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Marianne Ahern, the well-known reporter from Channel 5, joins us on WGN. Hi, Marianne. Thanks for taking our call.
Hey. Of course. Good morning.
So we've been talking about this tweet by you last night, and then a tweet by the mayor saying that today, on the two-year anniversary of her getting elected as Chicago's mayor, she's going to do one-on-one interviews, I guess looking back at the first half of her term, but she's only going to do the interviews with black and brown reporters. That's the case, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What's your reaction? You know, we talked to Tom and Bradley a little while ago. Taman, I'll get his name right one of these times. He's obviously a black reporter from Channel 9. As a white woman, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's outrageous. I think it's outrageous when a politician gets to choose who asks the question. This isn't the first time that someone of authority has tried to avoid tough questions. That's how I see this. She sees it, obviously, a far different way. But Mayor Emanuel would call the newsroom, or have his people call the newsroom, and suggest someone else come over rather than me. I mean, this, and I'm sure he did it at
really?
Other stations. I'm not just saying, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't think it was just me. The regular City Hall reporter who would know what was going on, what, you know, he would have an intention of maybe eyeglasses for young children, where we would have a question about, wait a second, why did this person get a contract at the front of yours kind of thing. That part is not necessarily new. But to choose a reporter based on the color of their skin is really pretty outrageous. And our newsroom's been having discussions about it, and I understand. I guess I can't even say that. That would be.
Well, let me try.
I'm trying to understand.
I think I can, though.
I'm trying to understand.
All right, so let me try. I mean, in the mayor's defense, and I'm winging it here because she doesn't want to come on with us today either. But it's an affirmative action thing. It's her looking out every day at a sea of white faces in a city of color and with people in positions of authority of color, and all she sees is white reporters covering her beat, and she thinks that there's some inequity there. And one way to at least shine a light on that, if not fix it, is to say, I'm only going to do the stories today with people of color. So now we're having that conversation. The fact that you and I are talking about this, I guess today, reminds all of us of something that maybe we didn't realize. So there's that, right, Marianne?
Okay. And in one of my many texts to her communications director, that a lot of them went unanswered, I said, okay, Kate, perhaps I could see, and I still would, you know, because I'm very competitive, I wouldn't like it, but I could see that you would grant the first interview to the people of color and say, okay, this is how we're doing it this time, and we're going to give these three reporters the first interviews. The rest of you are tomorrow. But to freeze us all out is she's suggesting. Now, she has posted today now a comment the mayor has just this morning saying that there's this imbalance. Our local media should reflect. I get that, but there's also somewhat of an underlying question. And does she think I'm racist? Is that what she's saying? The politician doesn't get to pick it doesn't get to pick who asks the questions. Perhaps the city of Chicago should fund more scholarships for black and brown journalists. You know, and this is also the mayor who has only allowed a very limited people in to her news conferences. Yes, that we've lived through a pandemic, but she's been the last to let more people in the room. She's just started to open it up. Might have been more people.
Will Channel 5 send, instead of you, a person of color to ask questions?
We were not invited to do an interview. We do not get an interview. But I really don't think that my boss would allow someone else to cover it. And just moments ago, the Tribune asked they were sending Greg Pratt, who is Latino, and if you see his tweet that just posted recently, he said he had asked the mayor's office to lift this restriction. The mayor's office did not respond. The Tribune is not going. The Tribune said no.
Really? Really? The Tribune is not going to cover it? And by the way, it's really, you know, it's not breaking news. I mean, nobody has to do this story. Yeah, I didn't even notice that this is the two-year anniversary. I guess there's a lot of questions you could ask outside of that. It's a chance for her to champion all she's done and you to ask questions maybe she doesn't want to answer. But this story does not have to be done, right, Marianne?
No, and yet she knows that we all, I mean, you know, there are certain markers, you know, that yes, you do the 2 year, do the 3 year. You know, this is midway through. It's an obvious story. Others have posted theirs already. Tomorrow is the day. But, you know, it's a normal. And as I said, you know, I might sound a little revved up right now. Guess what? I'm back at City Hall tomorrow, the next day, next week. There will be other conflicts. It's part of the give and take. This one, however, is something I had not experienced before.
When you do get a chance to talk to her, will you ask her about this?
100%. 100%, John. Although I have to tell you, the mayor and I, you know, perhaps you saw it maybe a month ago. You know, we haven't gotten along so great.
I'm well aware of
imagine.
That. And yet,
imagine that.
And refresh our memory, because I think a lot of people came to your defense as a fair journalist, and tough questions don't make you an unfair journalist. I don't even remember what the question was that you posed.
It was about Loretto Hospital. It was about Loretto Hospital.
How dare you ask her about Loretto Hospital?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
So unfair.
She ran out of, she left a news conference early. And as far as I could tell, she didn't want to take any questions. So, yes, I interrupted at the press conference and said, Mayor, wait, I have a question. And she turned around and said, what's gotten into you? You know, as if we're buddies.
Really? Really?
And, you know, I want to be respectful, and I apologize to the person at the podium after the mayor left. But at the same time, we're not friends. You know, we can be respectful of one another. But no, a journalist's role is not to be buddies with the mayor.
Okay. Anything else you want to say or I should ask you about this? I just felt, Marianne, when I read this story last night, when I saw your tweet, I thought this doesn't help. This just makes it worse. If there is a racial divide in the city, forget about the press corps for a minute, but if this city doesn't have sufficient harmony among the races, I don't think this helps. I don't think this helps.
I totally agree. I feel like more division, more separation rather than what she also ran on, which was unity.
Well, you should see my text line. You would imagine. But, I mean, some people are saying, can we call this racism? The mayor of Chicago, John, should be the mayor for all of the people. What would the press say if a politician would only talk to white reporters? And I know historically that was the de facto case, but I don't know that this correction helps move the ball forward. That's my editorial comment. John, I think that white politicians should just grant interviews to white journalists and blacks should only talk to blacks. Excellent. Good idea, everybody.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. All reporters matter, John.
All right, let's continue to follow the story of her two-year term, and we'll see what the fallout is on this later. The mayor will have to address it later this day, and I appreciate you coming on with us now.
Of course. Thank you.
Marianne Ahern.